Hello, my name is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to participate?
All right, fools.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. First of all, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
The governor.
The governor? Governor? Okay. Okay. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue, in your opinion?
Global warming.
Global warming. Thank you so much. And in your opinion, what is the most important or present environmental issue facing Minnesota specifically?
No, I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay, no problem. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? When it comes to refining, what grade would you give the industries in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. When it comes to medical manufacturing, is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. When it comes to forest products, is that excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
When it comes to electric utilities?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay, thank you. When it comes to agriculture and farming?
Excellent.
Thank you. When it comes to mining?
And excellent.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, how would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups doing the managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Environmental groups, do you think they're doing excellent, just good, fair, or poor?
Is that DNR?
It is.
That's do nothing right.
Okay. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Same thing.
The lowest grade is poor. You want me to mark it down as poor? Okay.
Poor.
Okay. What about when it comes to forest and timber industries?
Same thing, poor.
Poor. What about county land department?
Poor.
Okay, thank you. What about U.S. Forest Service?
I think that one's okay.
Okay, so that will be just fair or good?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you so much. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested? Same as harvested or fewer than harvested?
I think fewer.
Fewer. Okay, thank you. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota forests today than it was back in the 70s?
Oh, I'd say less.
Less, fewer. Okay, thank you. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
No, not.
No, okay. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? would you say positive impact, no impact, or negative impact?
Positive.
Positive, thank you. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Yeah, I think they should be able to.
Okay, thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Have you seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor.
Minor? Okay, thank you so much. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries?
Support.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Opposed? Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Would you support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. What about getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you so much. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical or grade school, some college graduate or graduate degree?
High school.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50, 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you so much. How would you describe the community you live in? A large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Small town.
Small town. Thank you so much. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 through 50, 50 through 75, 75 to 100, or 100 plus?
75 to 100.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Some civic members have received major cardiovascular events such as stroke, heart attack, or death.
It doesn't matter who runs.
Okay. In which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retire, homemaker, student, or not employed?
Retired.
Thank you so much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our poll. I just want to let you know that I really appreciate you taking the time and giving your opinion. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. So many.